as you conducted your investigation, did you ever get a chance to go out to Area 51 in this country?
Yeah, I have. I've been out
there. You have?
Sorry?
You have been there?
Oh, yeah, well, not inside Area 51. Okay. No.
Oh, right.
I mean, I wish. I've made applications. but no, I've never been fortunate enough to get inside the hallowed perimeter. But I have sat outside on the perimeter and passed wild away some pleasant evenings watching some strange things over that particular base.
What kind of strange things? Tell me about the strange things. What do you think you saw?
Well, there's one incident which I recount in the book. I was sitting out there. It must have been about 10 years ago, maybe more. It may have been about 12 years ago. And I was just watching the base. It was night. It must have been past midnight sometime. And lo and behold, just as I'd read in some other emerging accounts, then this kind of orb of orange light kind of rose up from behind the mountains and drifted lazily downrange. I mean, the weird thing was, actually, is that it left me, as I say in the book, rather unmoved. I was looking at it very much as I'd look at any aerial object and trying to kind of do my assessments and observations on it. But it's left me with a number of questions since there are many strange things about Area 51. I think some of it is a disinformation exercise. So, you know, it may just be that strange things are put up there which look like flying saucers simply so that, people can rush around and muddy the waters. So,
you may be right. Or it could be advanced craft that we're still experimenting with.
It could be. And that's the great thing about secret defense programs and disinformation. Actually, the two get muddied up and muddled so much that in the end, of course, you don't really know what is the truth. And that aids and abets those who develop these things and want to keep them secret.
Are there a lot of people, spectators in that area when you were there, for example, 10 years ago? Do you see hundreds of people or is it just a handful of people coming by there?
Not at all. In fact, when I first started going out there, there was no one there. I mean, there'd been a couple of stories in very sort of sectioned off areas of the press. But the three occasions I've been to Area 51, I have seen no one else. But then I've gone at sort of, you know, strange times of the night.
The strange orange ball that you saw, what do you think it might have been?
Well, you know, if I were to rush to judgment, which I don't and certainly didn't in that case, you know, you could say that it was some strange form of aerial vehicle with a very novel form of propulsion system.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it was night. It could just have been something exhibiting some kind of ionization over it, maybe some kind of stealth vehicle which have frequently, in experimentation, had ionization plasma glows extended over the skin of the vehicle to render it even more stealthy. You know, those are the sorts of things that I look at before coming up with any kind of exotic explanation. It could have been some kind of laser experiment, or it could have been a microwave experiment. You know, these are the things you have to kind of ask yourself before rushing to judgment.
There is an object that I believe is man-made, and we're getting reports of them. We have been for the last several years, and they're very close to military bases here in this country. And what we are beginning to hear are reports of huge triangular-looking objects, and I'm talking huge, Nick, football field, 2 football fields, 3 football fields large, dark, triangular. They do have lights at each point of the triangle, but most of the time they're off. People see them silent at night, some very high up in the sky, others see them as relatively low. All of the people report no sound at all. I mean, it's just like it's up there floating. Might this be an experiment with zero point?
Well, I hear these stories like you do, George, and I'm fascinated by them because, you know, quite a few of them come from people that I've spoken to personally and are very credible witnesses. Many of them have engineering and aerospace, deep engineering and aerospace backgrounds. And they are as baffled by them as you and I are. They clearly exhibit, this is a phenomenon, a manifestation that is real. It is clearly not a visionary or imaginary thing. I'm sure that if you picked up a brick and threw it at one of these craft, it would go clang. The $64,000 question is, whose are they, and how are they propelled? I mean, certainly this silent propulsion aspect is universal. I mean, that is always attached to these stories. Are they the craft of some very deep black program on this planet, or not? I have spoken to people who have said that the military have developed some objects, some aircraft that would conform to that kind of report, as exotic as it sounds. But what doesn't make any sense is the size of some of these objects.
Right. I mean, they're huge.
Absolutely. You know, you hear some of these things quarter of a mile long, bigger even. That makes absolutely no sense from a military aspect. And that is really the most baffling part.
Okay, so if you rule out the baffling part of the military aspect, because I agree, what are you going to use something that big for? I mean, you're not transporting cities, for example, or 10 million tanks or anything like that. You don't have to do that nowadays. So if we rule out that it's military, think of the fact that these people who have seen it really do see it. As a matter of fact, several years ago when I was broadcasting in St. Louis, Millstatt, Illinois, which is not too far away from St. Louis, across the Mississippi, a number of credible police officers saw this, and that was very close to Scott Air Force Base. It sounds like there's something that they're seeing that is very large, and nobody can figure out what it is. But they always seem to be near military bases. And I have been told that huge hangars may have been constructed where they're hiding these things.
Well, I mean, I've been at the Scott Air Force Base and many other bases, which are pretty open institutions, as you know.
It is very
difficult, to the point of impossibility, to hide something of the magnitude of one of these crafts. So this is where it does not make any sense. And I'm as baffled as the next person.
Well, let me ask you, do you believe their stories, that they indeed are seeing something?
I believe unquestionably that some of these stories are real. I mean, if any one is real, we're dealing with some real phenomenon. I think there's very little doubt that this phenomenon is real. The question is where are they coming from, who's building them, and how do they fly?
I mean, do you think it's possible it's extraterrestrial?
You know, the problem is you start running out of options, don't you?
If we rule out military, what else could it be?
You can't rule any of these things in or out until all you can do is look at the data. And I know many people in the aerospace world, the defense community, the science and engineering communities, who are studying these reports because they want answers too. And that is the interesting aspect of this. I'm not going to rush to judgment, but I respect the judgment of these people in that community that I deal with. And they are interested. And that, of course, makes me sit up and take notice.
This is a baffling. This one's baffling because I continue to get these reports. You hear them, of course, and nobody seems to be coming forward with what they might be. If we had them, don't you think that you, with your sources, might have been told something by now, if they're out there flying around?
Well, yes, of course you would. But don't forget that people do pop out of the woodwork from time to time and say, you know, I've worked on exotic propulsion systems in Area 51. And, of course, the world then is completely divided between those who believe that individual and those who don't. It's what I was saying earlier, you know, disinformation is a very, very clever thing because you don't know what the truth is.